I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. Recent statistics show that circumcisions performed in hospitals declined overall by 10% between 1979 and 2010. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that the rates fluctuated, however, considerably during that time due to changes in guidance from medical groups such as the American Academy of Pediatrics. The current standard is that there are significant benefits from circumcision, not just that you prevent complications like phimosis or narrowing later in life, but there seems to be a potential of circumcision reducing the rates of HIV and HPV transmission. However, in the 1970s, the American Academy of Pediatrics said circumcision had no benefit, and in 1999, they reversed the stance, saying that there wasn't enough evidence to recommend routine circumcision. However, today, there's a worldwide initiative to try to increase the rates of circumcision. Experts say that the current overall decline in hospital circumcision rate is because parents are making this decision on their own not to do so. And of course, there are those of Jewish and Muslim faith that don't always have the procedure performed in a hospital. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.